that's when I became aware that some money being raised, but I was not aware of money being raised mainly until March.
That's right.
Well, now that's correct.
Until the 21st?
No, as I told you, Ron, we didn't, the 21st was the first time I was, that I was made aware by Dean, and Holloman was there for the last half of me, heard it all, of the fact that money was being raised for purposes of cover-up.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm.
You see my point? But the point that I make is that as far as Holloman 350 and Kalmbach fundraising, those two things, it is possible. I didn't know it in February. I didn't know it in January. But it is possible that Dean might have discussed it, say, around the 15th or 16th or 17th of March. I don't know. You know what I mean? He just might have raised it, but that we don't. That I have no recollection of. But we can live with that, can't we?
Oh, sure.
Huh?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Because basically we're talking about the whole thing. But we don't want to be, we don't want to be knocked down on the deal that we said we didn't know anything until the 21st of March about any fundraising.
Right. We're not in that position.
It's possible that we did. I can assure you it wasn't before then.
Right.
You see my point?
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, the group is aware of the fact that when Dean came to California, I was not present at the meeting.
Right.
They know that, do they?
Yes. Yeah.
That was with Holloman and Ehrlichman, and Holloman and Ehrlichman at that time did not even discuss the damn meeting with me.
Mm-hmm.
So we were, people forget we were doing other things at that time. But we discussed, remember, you, was that when you came in? Is that when we went over the whole drill of having Miller and the rest set up a scheme where Holloman would go on out and meet the press?
Right, there was discussion about that to get the whole story out.
Yeah. Because you were in those meetings. Do you remember any discussions of cover-up or anything?
None whatsoever.
Huh?
None whatsoever.
Well, it seems to me we would have discussed this. That's, you know, see my point? That's
right.
February. So, the main thing is we had nothing to hide, Ron. That's the point.
That's the point?
I don't want to be caught up on any goddamn dates.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make it, I suppose I learned it in January, but my point is, I didn't, you see.
Right.
And as far as Dean is concerned, he didn't disclose a goddamn thing until March.
Mm-hmm.
And not the... his concern about the real thing until March 21st. Okay.
Okay, wait. I think we're moving along very well.
But, I'll give you a call around 2 o'clock?
1:32, yes.
1:30, and determine whether you can talk to Al, whether I should sit down and, you know, come down and have a little chat with all of you on it tonight. Is Al there yet?
He'll be in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Poor guy, gosh, we're putting a hell of a burden on him. But
no, he can take it.
But you fellows, yeah, he's tough. He's taken Henry for 4 years to take you. But is the group working well together?
Yes, sir.
And
right.
Len?
Right.
What is there? I would think of take a Bizarre. Isn't he outraged by this kind of goddamn conduct, too?
Oh, sure he is. So is Len.
I know Len is, but Len is a loyalist, basically. And
Fred is, too.
He's a new man. But how does Fred feel about it as a lawyer? Isn't he just, you know, I mean, it seems to me just unconscionable, this kind of crap, by, you know, being leaked out of just this stuff, these attacks on the president and two of the major papers of the country. Because we have to remember, they were two that opposed us in the election, too.
That's right. Now, everyone feels that way about the process. It's just, making sure that we restrain whatever recommendations we make to you, to make sure that whatever we do, it is absolutely to our
yeah.
Not only short-term, but long-range advantage.
Yeah.
Doing this thing.
The 18th of this month is the day that the committee then can get the, isn't that true?
The 18th of June?
No.
Yeah. After the immunity period passes, I believe that.
30 days, yeah.
I believe that is
the one point that is to me. Is it certain that he will then appear or not, or what is it?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check that. I don't know if it's certain that he will appear on that date or not. I don't believe it is.
I think that is right. What I meant is it certain that he will take that immunity? That's the point. I suppose he is, or does he have to? Does he have no choice? You see what I'm getting at?
Right. I'll have to ask Mozart about that.
Yeah. So that we know, because the prosecutors have still not made their decision on his immunity, too, you might ask.
Right. I'll ask Fred that.
Of course, the way I feel about the damn thing at this point, Ron, is it Christ whether they give him immunity or not?
I don't think it matters.
It's the one half a dozen another, don't you?
I don't think it matters.
Because he's going to talk either way. Huh?
He Yeah, it doesn't matter now.
Yeah. And he's going to get out there, and then you just have that much more of a gut bite. But you know, I remember what you used to say throughout, that John Dean was discredited, and you would seem that, you remember you said that.
Right, I think everyone here agrees with that.
Yeah, but the point is that you don't think we can start the discrediting process yet.
No, we talked about that. If we begin an attack from here, or begin to attack him too hard, then people can start putting their arms around him and say, this is our boy, and then you've got
you build him up
into a symbol.
Yeah. Now, he's basically, in my opinion, but in a larger sense, because he's close in, like McCord. McCord became the darling of the boys, and then Alch destroyed him.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the point is that this fellow, don't you think they're building him up now as a... let me ask you that. This is one thing I'd like you to consider. Looking at the press generally, let's look at this, the Post and the Times members. Are they building Dean up as an honest man, put him
on that,
or how are they handling it?
I don't think the Post or Times are building Dean as an honest man. I think they're somewhat skeptical of him at both the Post and the Times, and I think that's to a great extent reflected in the stories. They are not building him up.
Then why in the hell would they take the front page of both papers, Ra, as you were pointing out, and say that John Dean is prepared to testify that the president was aware of a cover-up in January, February, and March? Is that
that's part of the environment. That's part of the objective of the not only the people who are leaking it, but part of the drive on the part of the two newspapers. But we don't, at this point, I think, gain by attacking the papers.
Oh, I
think their motive...
Don't attack the papers. You see, that's a bad hole anyway, because we went through that in the period before, and then they won. So let's let them... If they prove to be wrong, that there will come a time, but not the papers. Let's let them... Let's let others take them on.
It's felt here, generally, Fred feels this, that the stories were not leaked by the committee or by the prosecutors, but by Dean's lawyer.
Well, they think so, huh? I wonder why he thinks that. I'm curious. By Dean's lawyer.
Hmm. Which fits that it's an effort to get immunity and an effort to clutter things up to the degree that he wouldn't have to go to jail.
But it is your view that the story is not that big. I don't think get your point on that.
No, it's a big story, of course, but the denial is running well, and when I say that, it's not that the story is not big, it's more that the story does not create an impression any deeper than what we were up against as a result of previous stories.
In other words, the previous stories were indicating that the president was aware, too. How much did he know and all that?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. This, I suppose, gives documentation. Not documentation, but testimony on it.
It's questionable how much that does. For example, in some of the stories, like the New York Times, it says Mr. Dean has been openly using the press in his effort to, for himself, giving personal interviews to news magazines and some newspapers and even appearing on the CBS news show.
Well, I'll give you a call. Okay.